KBOO, so what you gonna do? We got your music, your news, we speak truth to power. In touch with your community each hour by the hour. 24-7, every day of the year. Since 1968, KBOO has been here. We're all independent, no ads, no corporate bucks. We're not afraid to say that this government sucks. KBOO's your station for freedom of speech. 99%, all for one and one for each. Come on, jump in. This is your station too. Call now. Become a member. You know what to do. It's time to support your station. KBOO 503-232-8818 and watch this movement accelerate. That's right. You can make this movement accelerate right now by dialing 877-500-5266. We have, I'm going to be really honest with you, $27,000 to go. That means that we have raised $98,000. That is awesome. Now, we just have $27,000 to go. We are so close. We're within spitting distance of our goal. We just need you to pick up the phone to help us reach it. 877-500-5266. It's amazing how people have come together to support this station during this drive. $98,000 is great. We need $27,000 more, and I think we can do it. We can do it with you, the listener, right now. You've been listening to this programming. You've been maybe turning on KBOO now and then. Maybe you've just turned it on for the first time, and you're amazed by what you hear. You think, this is an incredible station. This is a station that's opened its doors to the community, and you want to support it. Well, you can do it right now, 877-500-5266. You could do what I do. I give an hour's wage a month. That's, for me, $14. So if you can, if you make $14 an hour, maybe give $14 a month. If you make $10 an hour, maybe you could give $10 a month to KBOO. That way, when your work isn't going so well, you can look in and say, hey, this is my hour for KBOO. It's, you know, maybe your work sucks that day and you're hating your boss, but then you think, okay, I'm giving this hour to KBOO, so everything is okay. You're supporting community radio. 877-500-5266. We want to thank Annette, Claire, Susan, Lucinda. Thank you so much for giving. We're going to go now to Chris Andre with her daily commentary, Air Cascadia, on KBOO. 877-500-5266. Keep those phones ringing.
Cascadia. Today is Friday, October 25th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm on the web. Just a reminder, it's not just comment that we do here at Air Cascadia, we do news also. Anyways, we want to remind people always, every day, get the facts, know your rights. Take a stand. Before we get rolling here, I want to thank Sam Parrish for engineering the show today. The engineer, the board op, makes all of this happen, as do you. And the board op wouldn't be here volunteering were it not for your contribution to this radio station. Also, thanks to Kathleen Stevenson, the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. And just to let you know that we are in the final phases of full membership drive 2013, and every day of the year is an opportunity for you to make your contribution to this extraordinary radio station, but especially now, because the unique thing about membership drive is that's when we all come together and we all acknowledge that this is a group effort and that this is what makes community, what builds community. When you call in with your donation to making all of this work, you aren't just keeping a radio station on the air. You are building a community that you value, that supports you and your goals and your morals, your ethics, your life in a very general sense. So you are building a community that is there to support you throughout everything that we go through as a bioregion, as Cascadia, and in our relations with other communities across the country and across the world. We've been hearing a lot this morning about about occupied Palestine, the fact that a whole people is undergoing what amounts to a slow motion genocide, and I don't use the word lightly, and I don't use it without reference to actual quotes that people have said. There is a desire on the part of some to eliminate the Palestinian people from their homeland, and we are one of the few places where you are going to hear voices raised in opposition to what is going on in occupied Palestine. We do go so far as to compare what's going on to apartheid. And we do want to refer one's attention back to the history of apartheid, how once Nelson Mandela himself was regarded as a terrorist, the ANC was regarded as a terrorist organization. And now look, so it can happen, it can be done, but it does take small flames of small nodes of light all across the world, like this one and many, many thousands of others. We admit that, of course, these days we are under assault from all sides, which makes it even more important, even more risky, even more courageous to support stations like this. In essence, too, we are a platform for whistleblowers all around the world. We had yesterday Walter Thomasides on the show. He's been a regular guest. He hasn't been a regular guest on mainstream media. He hasn't even been a guest on some stations, and his voice is incredibly important. And they're going to have a lot of explaining to do, and Hanford does, in fact, blow into the Columbia River. But that's something that every one of us here is working to forestall. Today, I want to make sure that you know that I will be very happy, whatever your contribution is today, I would be happy to meet that. Say, if you decide that you want to become a new member at $10 a month, $120 a year, I'll be happy to kick in $120. So you cannot possibly go wrong. We are trying to get Anne Feigenbaum in England on the line today, talking about the militarization of your neighborhood. Apparently, Israeli defense forces, Israeli traitors, are working with neighborhood organizers to militarize neighborhoods all across the land. This should be extremely troubling. And it's not, in fact, in this case, news that we are reporting, only the fact that it is pretty much amped up to an extraordinary level right now. But it's old news. The Israeli Defense Forces, Israelis, have been training local police for a long time in this country. Something else that has gone unreported. I just want to, before As I continue to encourage you to call now, call the number, make that donation, that critical, important, courageous move that keeps programming, all the programming that you hear, volunteer-powered, on KBOO, keeps everything on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 45 years in Cascadia. Okay, here we go. Very briefly before we have to go out, because I know there are people out there in the membership room that want to answer your calls, want to talk to you, and want to hear from you right now. There is a bipartisan bill crafted by Senator none other than Senator Chip Shields and Senator Larry George, which requires doctors to notify patients of their right to get tests or physical therapy from a provider of their choice. You would think that we wouldn't have to pass a bill, but it turns out, yes, we do, because hospitals are trying to limit what your choices are when it comes to referrals. Providence and others want to give patients as little notice as possible and keep them inside their health systems. Watch. Just watch the scrabbling once this healthcare system kicks in. This is perhaps the best advertisement ever. Whatever else you could say about the Affordable Care Act, it's a great advertisement for single payer. And it only hastens the day when we do have to acknowledge that there is no way around it. Single payer is the only way to go. The Oregon Hospital Association and the Portland area's leading health systems are pulling out all the stops, and gaining an assist from the Oregon Medical Association is piling on too to block the impact of a new law designed to ensure patients know that they have a choice of physical therapy and radiology service. Independent physical therapists have seen their new patients from Providence and Legacy dry up. And they fielded dozens of complaints from patients. More on that. Rock on, ODOT, we won't like to say. The Oregon Transportation Department has turned to rocks, really big rocks, in its latest effort to eliminate a long-standing homeless camp under a section of Interstate 205 in Portland. And fancy that. They are so intent on removing the last shards of shelter that the homeless can resort to by filling them up with rocks. There's some sort of parable there. And in Northern California, a 13-year-old boy was shot because he was brandishing a toy gun. The police said that they thought he was an adult. They couldn't see his face. And also, oh, by the way, he had his back to the police, and he was wearing a hoodie. And on that note, we're going to speak with Jenka and Jen, who are out in the membership room, ready to give you all the details, let you know exactly how and why, for that matter, because we do news. We want to know how, why, what, where, when. And they've got all that for you because they're news people. Good morning, Jenka.
Thanks, Chris. And I want us to raise $500 in the next 5 minutes. That $500 will be matched by Chris Andre, who's offered to match any amount that you can give, but it has to be right now. 877-500-5266. This is a really exciting matching period, but it's really short. So you will not miss any programming. If you call right now, you won't miss any of the next program. If you do that call, it just takes 3 minutes, 877-500-5266. Set up that $10 or $20 a month contribution to KBOO. Set up that $5 a month contribution or take it out of your credit card right now. $60, $100, $40 basic membership, whatever you can do, and help us meet that $500 in the next 5 minutes. Chelsea Manning, you've heard about on Air Cascadia. You've heard about whistleblower Walter Tamasitis. She talked about the Hanford whistleblower. Lynn Stewart has been broadcast very regularly on Air Cascadia. You've heard about the lawyer for the people and her battle with the U.S. justice system. You've heard the kind of gavel-to-gavel coverage of Chelsea Manning's trial there at Fort Meade here on Air Cascadia. So many things have been reported on Air Cascadia that are not being reported on the mainstream media. You know you support this type of programming. Now is the time to step up. Help us reach this matching period. 877-500-5266. Call now and double your money.
That's right. This is the best time, the golden time to call in, because every penny you get will be matched, penny for penny, dollar for dollar. That is just fantastic because you are helping to keep a strong community going with a strong community radio station. We want to thank Diane in Portland for becoming a new member. Yay! And Sally for renewing in Pennsylvania. Wow. And Mary is also renewed here in Portland. Call 877-505-266 and get your contribution doubled at this golden moment hour. We only have $300 to go.
Oh, we can do it.
Double can do it.
Your money. 877-500-5266. You give $100, KBOO gets $200. You give $200, KBOO gets $400. Now is the time. Double your impact by calling 877-500-5266. This matching gift is only during Air Cascadia. We only have a couple of minutes to reach that goal. We can do it with your support. 877-500-5266. Only a minute to go. We can do it. 500-5266. Don't forget that number. 877-500-KBOO. If you're driving, pull over. You've only got a minute to make this match. You can do it. You could be the one to put us over the top. $120 is $10 a month coming out of your checking account. KBOO gets $240 if you can do that. 877-500-5266. Do it right now. Help us reach that match. Call 877-500-5266. We're almost there. We're headed to Flashpoints.
Good people, KBOO 90.7 FM Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Afro-Caribbean All Music Festival. Nine bands will play genres and rhythms all originating from Africa, including Afro jazz, calypso, samba, salsa, reggae, and others. The event will feature the bands Jujuba, Levinas Wesa, Super Mokako, Roots Revolution, and others. The festival will be held on November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the TAQ Center, 631 Northeast Grand Avenue, Portland, from 7 p.m. until 2:30 a.m. Come dance for three nights straight at the Afro-Caribbean All Music Festival, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. More information can be found on the right-hand side of the KABU.FM website under Community Events.
Flashpoint, Santa Rosa, California sheriffs gunned down an unarmed Latino teen with a barrage of gunfire. Also, fighting to free the prisoners at Guantanamo, vets put their lives on the line with a series of life-threatening hunger strikes in solidarity with the prisoners. And the Ghosts of Jeju, a powerful new documentary on the struggle against the building of a giant military base in South Korea to facilitate U.S. hegemony in the region. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoint. Stay tuned. In Berkeley, I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Well, there was a terrible shooting on Tuesday. Police in Santa Rosa, California, shot down